And they're like, we have gigs. And I'm like, I don't know flamenco. I can't do that. I can't do all that. I don't know how to do that. And they're like, you can do it. You can learn. We'll teach you. And I'm like, all right, okay. So then I started learning, like, because there was this promise of work and gigs, and I was interested, but I wasn't really into it that much. I thought, this is kind of weird. I don't resonate with this. It's right. Like the women sound like men, and it's really harsh, and it's like, it's on your face. Like, if you ever see a flamenco show, it's like, it's just in your face. You cannot.
There's a lot of testosterone.
You cannot, and it's power. Like, you cannot fake. You cannot go out there being timid and shy. Like, you cannot do. And that's what's beautiful about flamenco is, like, even if you are like that, you start dancing flamenco and you're just all of a sudden you're like, hey, que toma, eh, eh. Like, you know, you just have to embody that spirit of that flamenca, you know, and so that's kind of what I started learning about. Man, this culture is pretty badass. This is, and then I started listening to the music and the complexities of the rhythms. And I was like, damn, what she did right there with her voice was crazy. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like, oh shit, this stuff is hard. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this in 2 weeks. So we just did like basic stuff, and I just started studying. That's how that was 2002. That's when I started really